court is going to take up Arizona's crackdown on illegal aliens. Of course, they never got to crack down on anything. The law didn't take effect as the feds swooped in. From the land of the ridiculous, can't we just leave Tim Tebow alone? There's a website that's offering $1 million for proof of sex with the Jets' backup quarterback. Give me a break. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. Let me give you my digits. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Buckle up. It's a wild ride this hour as we're going to zoom to a couple of different places. We often do that. This is the Overnight Highway, and you have certainly a voice in all of it or any of it. You can shoot me an email, too, at americatonight.net if that works better from you. Boy, there's some crazy things going on. I think I could just call, I could just do a segment called Crazy, and we could just rattle off one thing after another. In fact, that's probably a preview. I'm giving you a hint of things to come. And I guarantee all of you could chip in on that and add to the conversation. All right, speaking of crazy, what do you think of, close your eyes for a quick second. Oh, don't you hate it when people tell you to do that? Don't close your eyes if you're driving and listening to me, though, by the way, in Kentucky, in Illinois, in Connecticut. Please don't do that. I don't want to cause any accidents. But if you are somewhere else, close your eyes for a minute and imagine, what do you think of when you hear the words mad cow disease? I think, holy crap, as I am a woman who likes my meat and potatoes. So a new case of mad cow disease was found in California. The USDA confirmed a fourth case. But what does it all mean? Here's John Clifford with some details on why you really don't need to worry too much.
Our livestock population is some of the healthiest in the world, and the consumers should be confident in our food supply. This particular animal did not enter the food supply at any time, so there is no concern about that. It is not likely to be attributable to infected feed, which is the method in which normally BSE would be spread from cow to cow.
By the way, Clifford is the USDA chief veterinarian officer, and you heard what he said, that the cow didn't enter the food supply and that the carcass of the animal's being held and they're going to destroy it. But, you know, the whole thing is, where did the cow originate? And they haven't said that. They haven't said really where the cow originated. But they discovered he had the disease while the cow was at the Hanford, California, what they call transfer station. I think that it's scary. When I hear mad cow disease, and I think of way back when what happened in England and how scary it was and how many people ultimately died as a result of it, it makes you wonder about food supplies and handling. And the USDA is stretched from end to end, and that's part of the problem. And if you don't know what mad cow disease is, it's a very rare form that is usually not associated with animals consuming infected feed. So that's why they're testing. And it's called atypical bovine spongiform encephaly, and if I can barely say it, which is why it's been nicknamed mad cow disease. And, you know, you got to stop beef sales when it's in the area sometimes. And this is why immediately the USDA got in front of it, because they're worried about it. But Home Plus said they stopped sales of beef because they had to calm the worries of the South Koreans. In South Korea, they announced that they're suspending the sale of U.S. beef, and that makes cattlemen very nervous because of, you know, the process and sending things out. It's basically, it's a BSE. Is a fatal neurological disease among cattle. They get nervous or aggressive, and they have decreased milk production. They lose body weight, and ultimately you have to quarantine the animal, because what do you think it does to us? Well, if you ingest it, you could be talking about a degenerative brain disorder, all kinds of abnormalities that you would, you know, that could ultimately you could get, including dementia. So it is very, very scary. There have only been a few cases confirmed in people living ever in the United States, but they were linked to meat in England and Saudi Arabia. So when you hear mad cow, that's, yeah, you think that's it. I'm going crazy. That's why it's mad cow. All right, you're not going crazy if you keep thinking, why do you do this primary thing when Mitt Romney is the guy? Don't you keep telling us that Mitt Romney is the guy? He is. And he's promising a better America after he had a big five-state primary sweep. He is the guy. Forget the word presumptive nominee. Pretty much it's his deal. Newt Gingrich is staying in the race for now, but looking at bailing out of it and throwing a little bit of support the way of Mitt Romney, saying if Romney is the guy in Tampa, then the conservatives need to get behind him and do what they can to unseat Barack Obama. So with him saying that too, he's kind of conceding that, yeah, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time, I think, before John Edwards ends up doing some jail time. The case that is going on right now against him in a courtroom has gotten very interesting. There was testimony on Tuesday from Edwards' former top confidant, and, you know, the odds of, you know, what I think ultimately will be a jail sentence are pretty high for Edwards. The aide said that he thought it was 1 in 3 chance that Edwards was the father of Ryle Hunter's unborn child, because, you know, all that story broke and they were trying to cover it up. And it's not about the cover up of him being a married man and having a wife that had cancer that was out there trying to help him get elected for the Democrats as the presidential nominee back in 2008. It was more about the fact that did he pay her hush money or money for being a videographer from a PAC, because that would be campaign finance nonsense. And that's a big no-no, a big no-no. So it was certainly a huge mistake for Edwards, because he just fell out of grace with everybody. And most people, in looking at what's happened, they believe that he arranged, he's accused of this, and this is what he's on trial for, believe that he arranged for nearly about $1 million in donations to cover up what was going on and preserve his run for president. You know, that arrogance, that denial, and just not stepping away from it, he just could not help himself, is what I think. So with the aide saying that Edwards directed him to start giving money to Hunter in May of 2007, after she threatened to go to the media and expose the affair, I'd say that's nailing them to the wall words. And I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg. Stay with us. We've just scratched the surface as well. Lots to come, including We Can Count, because it is, after all, about the numbers. That's a little bit later this hour. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Everybody listening to us in Lexington, Kentucky on 590 WVLK. Boy, in that part of the country, they are getting ready for one of the most exciting races that you can imagine in horse racing, the Kentucky Derby. Who doesn't watch the Kentucky Derby? Even if you don't know much about horses, it is so fun, I think, to watch the Derby presentation. John Lovitz, in fact, several times has been on hand. You know, there's lots of celebrities that at some point seem to pop up at the Derby, whether they know a lot about horse racing, don't really care, or they're just there for all the fun. That's part of the deal. It is so fun in Lexington, Louisville, all over the great state of Kentucky, because it's awesome horse country. The people there know their horses. They do. They know their lineage, the backgrounds of the horses, and who sired who and what happened in the past. If you ever want a good trip, go through Kentucky. Pass through several of those areas that I just mentioned, and Lexington is one of the greenest. John Lovitz didn't wear a hat. Usually that's left for the ladies, but he was in a suit. I know this because I saw him when I was at the Kentucky Derby one year. John Lovitz, though, wasn't talking about horses. Maybe a horse race of a different kind. He does a podcast where he just ripped into the president because of taxation and the rich. There's a bunch of bleeping in this, so pay attention.
First they say to your dead brother, the United States of America, you can do anything you want, go for it. So then you go for it, and then you make it, and everyone's like, you. This whole thing with Obama saying the rich don't pay their taxes is and I voted for the guy and I'm a Democrat. What up?
All right. Music to the ears of certainly a lot of Republicans who are like, you know, whatever with this tax tug of war. I think he was just having fun, but it made some big news because he ripped into the president and people thought that he was a little bit too rough and should have apologized. He's a He's a comedian. It was a podcast that was pumped out there. I think enough said about that. I mean, that's what he does for a living. Come on. Well, he wasn't at the correspondence dinner, although the comedians who venture into that lion's den often get criticized as well, like Wanda Sykes, Don Imus, who's not really a comedian but does a talk show, sort of a morning-style talk show, was slammed for some of the things that he said when he hosted, and there have certainly been others. Mitt Romney is hoping that he gets a chance to go to a correspondence dinner and get ripped a little bit. He's not concerned about that. He's concerned about focusing on the fight ahead, winning Connecticut, Rhode Island, winning five states in the Northeast that he should have won, because pretty much in a lot of the polls it was playing out that way. So now it's just a done deal. More is being made about who the VP will be and the sudden presence of Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, who is certainly the undercard on that ticket, barring something else coming up, some reason why Rubio wouldn't do it. But, you know, he's trying to play coy, but I don't think that that's what's happening. So Romney spoke in New Hampshire on Tuesday, even really before all the results were in, to declare himself pretty much the winner for the Republican battle and formally kicking off his campaign against President Barack Obama. He said after 43 primaries and caucuses and long days and long nights, he says, with confidence and gratitude, you've given me honor and solemn responsibility. He said that in Manchester. He said, we're going to win on November 6th, and signified it's the beginning of the end of the disappointments of the Obama years. It's about the economy, and we're not stupid. He says we're still all focused on the economy. So now, being the nominee after, really he was the presumptive nominee after Santorum dumped out, after he decided to stop campaigning on April 10th, you got Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, and Congressman Ron Paul from Texas, who are still in the race, but they're so far behind, and it's about numbers, and the numbers definitely aren't there. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
Hey, Kate. Well, I was just pondering something here about this Arizona immigration law, how Arizona is having to take on the federal government, because the federal government says that they don't want Arizona to help them with their, what they call their job.
Right, right.
Well, you know, maybe Arizona shouldn't help them with other jobs that the federal government has going on. Like, for example, federal taxes. Like, let's say you go up to a pump, and all of a sudden, that's where you don't have to pay the Arizona state tax on this gasoline. If the feds want you to pay the federal tax on this gasoline, they need to send an agent down here to stand by this pump and collect the 18 cents per gallon. Huh? Because, yeah. I mean, you know, if they don't want Arizona to help them with the border, then why should Arizona help them collect a gasoline tax? Because who knows? They might get taken to the Supreme Court for that, too. Right? So, I mean, I don't know how it could work. You know, maybe there's somebody out there that could figure out a way, but that would be one way. Yeah, okay, if you don't want us to help you with the border, no problem. We're not going to help you with anything else.
And then, yeah, that's it.
So anyway, I'd like to hear what, you know, the rest of the people out there might be able to say about that. There might be some experts on that. Anyway, you have a great night.
Thanks, Tomas. On the tax, I think that, you know, here's the deal. They're just going to let that ride and say, you know, it's one of those things where it's just, it is. It sounds ridiculous to say. It's like, oh, yeah, the gasoline tax on top of it, and, you know, where is it going, and what's it earmarked for, and it exists, and we're trying not to tamper, make that higher, just leave it where it is. But you do raise a good question. Why not? So why not? So you want to do this? You want to challenge and waste, and look at all the money, too. See, here's the thing. Look at all the money that's been wasted in this. And that was the idea with Arizona challenging, not even challenging because they weren't. They were trying to implement something that could help Arizona deal with all of the shortfalls they were having because of the horrible problem they have with illegal immigration. And if you look at the Fed's overhaul of how the government polices the border and handles undocumented people, what would you say on a sliding scale of 1 to 10, what would you give them? I would say you'd be lucky to get a 5 out of me. And remember, I saw it firsthand a couple of times. It's been a couple of years, but not that long ago. So now the justices are going to hear arguments in the morning on whether or not the Senate Bill 1070 goes too far by requiring officers to check the status of the people they suspect are in the U.S. illegally and arrest those who they believe are eligible to be bounced, deported. And there's been massive fallout since then, and this has been allowed to marinate for 2 years. So there were boycotts, there were charges of racism, there were all kinds of things that have happened in the wake of what didn't go on in Arizona, because it didn't happen. It didn't happen. You know, who's securing the border? There's been talk about a guest worker program, pathways to legal status, charging people $10,000 and... yeah, give me a break, like that's going to work. The number that Homeland Security says, this is the last number, 2011, they say about 11.5 million unauthorized, half of those being from Mexico. And I think those numbers are all screwed up. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
Hey, whatever happened with the voter ID? Work, did that get anywhere?
No, being challenged. That's it. And yeah, of course, just, more states are trying to implement that.
See, what I don't understand is why the government, is saying that the poor and the elderly, can't afford to get an ID.
Yeah, because they can, because how much is the ID going to cost? But you know why that is, Jay. The reason is because they don't want the federal government doesn't want to see that be part of the election process because of who are the people that are voting. They don't want to have to go there and check those IDs. That's what it's about. Back in a flash.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Bucks barely down the street, the people went all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. 855-266-KATE or 855-266-5283. Bravo, a lot of you starting to get used to the new number. I love the new number. I don't think, Jay brings up the whole voter ID thing. I don't think a lot of people are thrilled with the challenges to voter ID laws. But there certainly is a reason for that. And state by state, the requirements, that's what I say is so odd about our election process in general, that there isn't very much uniformity. Not really. So there are places that have strict photo IDs where you have to show a photo ID. One of those, for example, is Georgia. But in Georgia, to combat the problem that Jay brought up, well, what about, people are trying to say, well, older people, why should they, how do they afford it? They're giving them free. So there are lots of states that are saying you can come and get it for free. We're giving it to you for free, getting your ID. And the list is, besides Georgia's, in this category, you've got Indiana and Kansas and Mississippi and Pennsylvania and Tennessee and Wisconsin and South Carolina and Texas really fighting for this. They have strict photo ID laws that must receive but haven't received approval from the Justice Department. And so pending that, they require non-photo IDs. And there have been other places where at polling places you have to show some other state requirement, like you have to answer personal questions. That can happen to you in Alabama or Florida or Hawaii or Louisiana or Michigan or South Dakota, for example. Then you have the non-photo ID places. Then you have the no ID required at polling places, and there's 19 states that fall into that category. Can you guess where one of the biggest is? If you were thinking California, here I come, remember that old song? Oh, you'd be right. That would be one of them. And the argument is, you know, here's what some people are saying. They're saying that, like the Election Assistance Commission put out, you know, the staff put out a little report, and they said that there is agreement that there is little polling place fraud because they didn't like the fact that there were accusations that people that should not be voting are voting. Well, it's like the old joke about how many dead people voted this year in the elections. And, you know, how many people, I don't know, how many people fall into the category of not having some kind of photo ID? Somebody who doesn't drive somewhere, depending on what state they live in. You know, we can see, I can see the arguments, but the free, just like in Georgia, the free IDs, come on, it's not that hard to get one, a photo ID. It's not that difficult. I don't see how this requirement is so off base. And it's just different in so many different places. As I said, 19 with nothing. With nothing. And other people feel like, okay, we have a terrible turnout at the polls. This just emphasizes that and gets people to not want to go out and vote. And I'm going to disagree on that. I'm going to disagree that the requirement is just so over the top to do that. You know, even in Virginia, the governor there 10 years or more than 10 years ago started a program that required people to show IDs at the polls, but he spent money to mail free voter ID cards to people in Arlington and Fairfax, and then just got crucified by it. And we know what happened in the 2000 election, George W. Bush narrowly winning Florida, 537 votes, the whole idea of voter fraud, how do you combat voter fraud? Well, what about first-time people showing a photo or some kind of ID when, you know, when they're registering or when they go to the polling place? I don't understand why, and I understand why. I guess I'm answering my own question, is the idea that just get as many people in to vote as you can. Like I said, how many dead people vote in our elections? And I guess that's the dirty little secret that, you know, that they don't want out there. So why require the photo IDs? And I don't think that that's so far over the top. I mean, for goodness sake, we're getting the shakedown when we go to fly somewhere by the TSA. So we can't submit to having to have some kind of an ID. And most of us have driver's license, not everybody, but with the driver's license, you have the automatic ID. Give me a break. What's interesting is when the president said he wanted to run for re-election, and his people said that they were building a $1 billion war chest. I guess they fell just short of it because the president's political advisors are pushing labor unions to help underwrite the Democratic convention in September because they've got to cover a fundraising shortfall that happened as a result of their self-imposed ban on corporate donations. This is a huge story. So, okay, we got the union vote. Now you gotta, you know, you want me to get in there, you gotta pony up the money. Because this is a 3-day convention, remember? And it's gonna be in Charlotte. And they say now they're halfway. So they're only halfway. Think of where we are, almost May, to a $36.6 million goal. And that, you know what? They're gonna have to come up with it somehow. For the Republicans, they don't have that ban on corporate donations. And that convention, which we will be broadcasting from, is August 27th through the 30th in Tampa, Florida. And they have AT&T or Microsoft or Coca-Cola or whatever, because, you know, their target was 55 million. And they have the money. So they're not struggling. The Democrats are struggling to get the, they're going to have the unions like the AFL-CIO, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, the United Auto Workers. They're going to have to chip in to make it happen. But it's interesting because Obama himself had a 10-to-1 campaign cash advantage over Mitt Romney at the start of the month, but Republican super PACs and other groups are outraising now the Democrats with the multi-million dollar donations. We had a guest on to talk about that from wealthy people, wealthy individuals, and corporations. That's what the big difference is. So the Democrats find themselves in a bit of a pinch here because of the challenge with the new rules and not, you know, corporations, a lot of them, let's face it, donate to both party conventions when they're allowed to. For example, 68 companies, I know we're doing We Can Count in our next segment, but it's worth mentioning this, 68 companies gave to the Denver Convention and the Republican Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, and that provided 50% of the Democratic budget and 72% for the Republican budget. So that was, I mean, that was big. It takes a lot to put on these mini conventions and to go through the process. And it looks like the Democrats are absolutely going to have those funds from the unions that I mentioned, or they're going to be in the hole. Although that seems to be, I hate to pound them, but it seems to be a familiar theme, like we're seeing in Washington with the deficits. So, okay, we're putting on this big party and we want to celebrate and we want to talk about where we're headed and the direction the country's in and what we've accomplished so far, but we're in the hole. Can you help us? We need some money. So do what you can. I know there's something almost ironic about the Lakers forward, Meta World Peace, who's been suspended for 7 games without pay over this massive elbow blow that he put the hurt on another player. And so just from the name alone, it immediately the Lakers forward draws attention for that suspension. Remember, you could list bad boys of basketball and you get I could probably give you maybe a dozen of them, and I might have a short list actually. But there was a concussion when he slammed James Harden from Oklahoma City when the Thunder were playing the Lakers. So the NBA commissioner David Stern says the concussion that Harden got demonstrates the danger by a violent movement directed at the head, and we got to be committed to trying to protect the safety of the player. So world peace, missing 7 as a result of the suspension, which could be a little bit of a blow to the Lakers. And Mitch Kupchak, who's the Lakers GM, criticized his, you know, what his player did, but said the team's going to support him, saying that pretty much Meta's been just a great guy on and off the court since he jumped in with the Lakers, and it was just a, you know, lapse in judgment, and it's not condoned or accepted, and he could have seriously injured another player. So it's interesting because we see all of the other sports, especially football, what we're talking about with head injuries, and here with that elbow, intentionally what he did. And if you, this is radio, but if you see the footage of it, boy, it's worse than any playground that you can imagine in New York when they play some rough kind of basketball. Numbers next, We Can Count.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This edition of We Can Count. How about this one? And I started to think about this because it's something that happened to me in my personal life over the weekend that some of you might be able to relate to. It seems I've always lived kind of in an area where there's some sort of trains, and I just read a story that somebody was killed when he was hit by a train in Tampa. A 71-year-old man was crossing the train tracks when he dropped something and the train hit him as he bent over to pick it up. I guess he didn't realize the danger and that the train was barreling down the tracks. Witnesses are saying that it's sad and that this was a known homeless guy that people tried to help out, and just an awful thing probably for the person driving the train. But I don't know if this has happened to any of you. You know how you're driving in your car and the arms go down and the red light goes off. And, of course, a lot of times there's noise to let you know the train's coming. And I was with somebody and we were in a CRV and a friend. And what happened was somehow we got caught in between the arms where the train was coming And it was the kind of train it was a commuter train. It's called DART. And the train was coming, but we were blocked by a hill, so you couldn't really see the train. You just saw, we knew the arms went down, and how can you barrel across thinking, oh, I have a couple of minutes, you don't know. So we didn't move, we just backed up, and there was luckily enough space between us and the train, but I thought of all my years of covering these accidents from the time I got out of school and worked in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, and there were terrible things of people getting hit by trains, especially in cars where they would try to outrun the train. I thought, how did I end up in this situation? But luckily there was enough space. So the sad story about the homeless man being hit in Tampa, the 71-year-old, just kind of made me think about that and what happens when maybe you're not paying attention and all of a sudden you're in that situation. All right, moving on to something else, because this is about numbers we can count after all. As I keep saying, everything around us ultimately comes back to the same thing, doesn't it? Yep, it comes back around to the numbers. So how about this one? The Pentagon in the soup for what? For wasting money. This one I don't get, and the reason I don't understand it is because why are we spending money on equipment that doesn't work, that we have to retrofit and change and move around to the tune of millions and millions of dollars? So, one, the stuff isn't ready, and two, we're wasting more money. There was a report that just was put out by the Government Accountability Office that came out heading into the weekend, and it talked about the Missile Defense Agency's Ballistic Missile Defense System. Mouthful, we know what it is, right? So what happened was the weapons system was not fully tested before it was on the final production line. And the problem is that there are things that have to be changed. The systems have to be upgraded, changed, retrofitted, whatever you want to call it. So when that happens, it means that instead of in the millions, you're going into a billion. The capabilities, when you're talking about testing it, it quadruples now because you're in the middle of production. So, for example, finding a single problem in the missile system caused it to go from $236 million to about a billion. So you got those numbers, right? $236 to a billion. It's like if you work in a company and you have to have a budget, you'd say what the budget is. This is the projected budget. Sometimes you're under, sometimes you're over, but it's okay because it's not ridiculous. Can you imagine going into a meeting and saying those numbers? We're really way over what we spent, but we can't go back because we've got all this equipment and we can't sell it. We've got to do what we can with it to salvage it and make it work for us. So we're going to have to put some more money into it. We're going to have to do that retrofit thing. Then you submit something else that talks about how much you have to spend to upgrade it, and that's when the fur really flies, and you're lucky if you hang on to your position, but apparently that's not the way it works in the government. That's why so many people covet some of those government jobs. Look what happened in the one agency where they were dancing around in Hawaii and in Las Vegas to the tune of almost $1 million. And so I guess I shouldn't be shocked that the Pentagon would instead take an approach where they think they know how the technology works, but the cost increases because I guess they really didn't know for sure. That I think is a huge problem. This is sad. Dick Clark dying, passing away. We all had seen what had happened to him after the stroke and how he would still make appearances on the New Year's Eve show called Rockin' Eve. And I said it when we talked about his death, that even if you knew nothing about Dick Clark, you knew his name, you knew who he was, because at some point in your life, you passed a tube, you passed, you know, we're at a party, somebody had it on because everybody wants to see the ball drop, and he was on one of the main shows. Well, now they're saying that Dick Clark, just to let people know what happened, he had a heart attack, but he had a heart attack a day after prostate surgery. So he died last week at St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, And the day before his death, he had an operation to relieve acute urinary retention. He was having huge problems with that. It's painful, painful condition. And what's odd is the mortality rate is less than 1,000, so pretty low risk. But the death certificate lists the fact that he had coronary artery disease as the cause of death. That's what they're calling it. And, of course, in 2004, Clark had a mild stroke after announcing that he had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. So he was struggling with a couple of really tough things, and this was just the end of the road after that with the surgery that he had had. But I don't necessarily think people thought, everybody thought he was doing pretty well, in other words, and didn't really think that that was going to happen after he went in for that surgery. I mentioned this story the other day, and now more people are starting to really attach themselves to it. Whether or not the New Orleans Saints, in fact, wiretapped the opposing coaches' boxes so they could find out what was going on. At the front and center of this is the Saints GM, Mickey Loomis, and he had the capability to eavesdrop on the coaching staffs. There's no doubt about it. But the Louisiana State Police are saying now, as of late Tuesday, that they're part of this FBI investigation. They're trying to help them looking into these allegations that he did listen to the opposing coaches for about three seasons. So, you know, where it takes them, they're not quite sure, but they're using more people to try to figure out if he did that between 2002 and 2004, can you imagine? There would only be 1 year between that. Well, 2005 would be the next year, but Hurricane Katrina ripped all that up. And the Saints, of course, are denying it, saying it's 1,000% false. And Loomis is saying he might have had that ability, but he didn't do that. Ooh, I would say that they're going to dig and dig and dig because of what has happened now in the interim with the other things, the headhunting and whatnot with the Saints. You know, that old saying that I'm fond of using a couple times a week on the show, where there's smoke, there's fire. You kind of have to think, I'm going to question what he's saying. Investigators that are still looking into the collapse of MF Global, that brokerage firm, said on Tuesday they've located the $1.6 billion in customer money that went missing from the firm. But how much of the money can be returned to the clients and who's going to be responsible for that is very unclear. However, anybody who had some money in this after the whole collapse of it, they have to feel a little bit relieved, because there was the average everyday Joe that had pension money, and a lot of fire departments were invested in that fund, and some of it too went to JP Morgan. So I would think that they're going to be able to get the money back to a lot of those people, and that's a happy ending, I'd say.